From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman, an honor for the U.S. President-elect, says Donald Trump. Time magazine named President-elect Donald Trump as its annual Person of the Year Wednesday, citing for better or worse the influence he held throughout 2016. During a telephone interview on NBC's Today Show, just after the announcement was made, Trump called it a great honor.
When you say divided states of America, I didn't divide them. They're divided now. I mean, there's a lot of division, and we're going to put it back together, and we're going to have a country that's very well healed. And we're going to be a great economic force, and we're going to build up our military and safety, and we're going to do a lot of great things, and it's going to be something very special. But to be on the cover of Time magazine as the Person of the Year is a tremendous honor.
Time managing editor Nancy Gibbs wrote in an essay for the magazine saying that it's hard to measure the scale of Trump's disruption within the political arena, and reminded readers that Time editors select the Person of the Year based on who had the greatest impact of the news. Rescue crews, some of them working with heavy equipment, search through rubble for people who may be trapped after an earthquake that struck Indonesia today. Local officials say at least 97 people were dead, hundreds more injured in Pidijaya, the district closest to the quake's epicenter on the northern end of Indonesia's Sumatra Island. The shaking brought down dozens of buildings, including mosques, stores, and homes. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.5 quake was centered near the town of Rulut. Indonesia's Climate, Meteorology, and Geophysics Agency said the earthquake did not generate a tsunami. This is VOA News. Syrian rebel factions are proposing a five-day ceasefire for the medical and civilian evacuation from the eastern part of the city of Aleppo. The rebel proposal on Wednesday comes as Syrian government and allied forces have gained control of three-quarters of the enclave that the rebels had controlled since 2012. The ground offensive was preceded by an intensive bombing campaign that knocked out medical facilities and left the civilian population in eastern Aleppo reeling from the onslaught. The proposal calls for the immediate evacuation of 500 seriously wounded Aleppo residents and for allowing civilians wishing to leave to head to northern rural Aleppo private province, where there is almost no government presence. U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday touted his administration's achievements in combating terrorists. In his final speech on national security delivered at Florida's MacDill Air Force Base, he warned that Americans must uphold the country's values for continued success in defeating terrorism.
Obama noted that Al-Qaeda is a shadow of its former self after the killing of its leader Osama bin Laden. He said the military power of Islamic State is also weakened after the United States and its allies dismantled its financial resources and the ability to attract young people into its ranks.
We've attacked ISIL's financial lifeline, destroying hundreds of millions of dollars of oil and cash reserves. The bottom line is we are breaking the back of ISIL.
Obama said all this has been achieved without using torture or linking Muslims to terrorism. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg is urging Western allies to maintain diplomatic pressure and sanctions on Russia until it respects the peace agreement in Ukraine.
NATO allies continue to support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity, and we support reforms that are essential for a better future for the people of Ukraine.
After talks with NATO and Ukraine foreign ministers, Stoltenberg told reporters Wednesday of a massive increase in ceasefire violations in the conflict torn east of the former Soviet Republic. He said hundreds of explosions are sometimes reported daily, including many caused by heavy weapons banned under the Minsk Peace Accord. More than 9,600 people have been killed since April of 2014 in eastern Ukraine, where Russia-backed separatists are fighting Ukrainian government troops. China on Wednesday accused Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen of seeking to use a planned transit stop in the U.S. to score diplomatic points amid Chinese rancor over an unprecedented telephone call between Tsai and U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.